Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for showers today, otherwise mainly cloudy. High of 72, lows around 48. Tonight, clear skies. Bright sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 80. Slight chance of thunderstorms Saturday. Highs around 88. 86, mainly sunny skies Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Roughly $600,000 has now been awarded to the latest round of the Tourism Attraction Development Grant funding across the state of Kansas, advocating for tourism in Kansas for 2025. As WIBW reports, the announcement came from Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Toland after the announcement, saying that the new grants will be supporting 32 different communities through 21 different projects that they say will be aimed at developing new and enhancing existing tourism attractions around the state. In a statement from the Lieutenant Governor, he says, quote, tourism continues to be a powerful driver of economic growth for communities of all sizes, and we're committed to supporting as many attractions as possible. These grant initiatives are extremely effective, strategic investments that not only enhance the visitor experience, but also create more jobs, support small business, and strengthen community pride. The state of Kansas says they are looking forward to expanding Kansas tourism to inspire travel, enhance the state's economy, and elevate unique community experiences.
Hey folks, this is Zach May, the general manager of the Mid-America Ag Network. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for your support over the years, and because of you, we've been the leading ag network for nearly 50 years. With coverage across the state of Kansas and into Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, farmers have relied on us to deliver accurate agriculture reports, news, and sport. With spring here and summer right around the corner, more people are listening to the radio than ever, and we can help deliver your message. Feel free to reach out to me at 316-721-8484 to see what the Mid-America Ag Network can do for your business.
Truck Stop is hitting the trails in support of the Ronald McDonald House. Join us for an off-road poker run in Disney, Oklahoma on Saturday, June 7th for a chance at over $15,000 in prizes and to support a great cause. Obstacles go from mild to wild, and the best and worst hands win big. So join Truck Stop's Crawling for Kids event June 7th. Stop by the store at 427 North Washington to donate or register, or check out the event on Facebook or our website, truckstuffks.com. Truck Stuff.
The Donald Trump administration has officially approved the request that came from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly for federal disaster declaration relief efforts in the state. As KSNT News reports, as of Friday last week, the Adjunct General's Department for the state of Kansas had announced that President Donald Trump had approved the declaration due to the severe winds, the straight line winds, flooding, and wildfires that happened in the month of March between the 14th and the 19th. According to their request from Governor Kelly, they say that multiple different counties had sustained damage to utility infrastructure, along with different roads, bridges, and even government-owned buildings during that time. As Governor Kelly has released a statement saying, quote, I am grateful that this request for federal assistance has been approved. These federal funds will go a long way in supporting the restoration work by those in counties that were impacted by the storms. With the approval of the declaration, it does allow local government entities around those areas and certain nonprofit organizations to apply for public assistance funds in repairing or replacing the damaged infrastructure. Mid-America Network News.
In your bustling lives, we're constantly on the move from hectic commutes to family outings. Blue Valley Insurance offers comprehensive auto coverage to keep you safe on every journey. Whether you're heading to work or driving your kids to practice, we've got you covered. Visit us at convenient locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville for personalized auto insurance solutions tailored to your needs. Drive with peace of mind, knowing you're protected by Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A legislative committee in the state legislature wrapped up earlier this week, advancing two appointees from the governor to the Nebraska Medical Cannabis Commission. However, one of them still need to go through the full legislature through approval. It is an ongoing issue with the implementation of the new medical cannabis in the state after the defeating of Legislative Bill 677 that would have provided additional guardrails to the commission on the implementation of the new role. During the vote in the committee, it was a more than 3.5-hour long meeting after after the concern about the individuals that were chosen as candidates to be on the commission having been opposed to the legislative proposals of the longtime medical cannabis advocates in Nebraska that have supported the legislature. The Medical Cannabis Commission will be looking over and giving recommendations on how to properly regulate and legalize the up to 5 ounces of medical cannabis with a healthcare practitioner's recommendation that was approved in the ballot of November's last election.
They said the sedan was gone, that SUVs had taken over the road. But this May, the legend returns. Introducing the all-new 2025 Kia K4. And at Midwest Kia, we're proving once and for all, the sedan lives. Right now, lease the bold, feature-packed 2025 Kia K4 EX for just $299 a month with zero to its signing 36-month lease. That's right, sporty design, tech-loaded interior, and legendary Kia value, all with zero down and $299 a month. The future of driving is here. And it's sleek, smart, and seriously fun to drive. The K4 is proving that there is still room on the road for the sedan to shine. Hurry into Midwest Kia or visit MidwestKia.com. And remember, the sedan lives.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offer available with approved credit through KMF. $299 a month for 36 months. 30,000 total miles. Zero due at signing. Plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees. Offer valid on all in-stock 2025 Kia K4 EX. See dealer for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2025.
Deb Oldie was recently appointed Executive Director of North Central Regional Planning Commission.
As a quasi-governmental entity, the Planning Commission is governed and operated by a board of directors that are representative of our membership base, and the board designated a smaller group from the executive board that was leading that effort, and then the final decision is made by our full board.
She assists 12 counties in Kansas with activities like grant writing.
So the Planning Commission is a comprehensive community and economic development organization that serves 12 counties in the North Central region. We do have several programs that we are under contract to manage that have a larger footprint outside of just our 12 counties. But in essence, we focus on being in close contact with our member cities and counties and then assisting them to the extent that it's possible with activities like grant writing, project management after funding sources have been identified, planning for projects, identifying needs that they have, and that sometimes includes capital improvement planning and also strategic planning. We also touch on nonprofits in the region for some of those same services in terms of planning and grant writing, securing loans for projects. Sometimes it's not always grant dollars because you need multiple sources of funding usually to achieve a project successfully. And then finally, under our same operation, there are several types of activities such as our weatherization program, our housing department, and then also we're the fiscal agent for Homeland Security. So delivering those services effectively and efficiently in the region is key to the relationship and the success that we've had with our cities and counties and nonprofits long term.
Future plans for North Central Regional include continuing to diversify the types of funding they bring to the region.
So we're really focused on continuing to diversify the types of funding that we bring to the region and that we try to access to benefit our cities and counties. There are so many opportunities out there, but it really does take creativity and stacking of funding in order to see projects through to fruition in the environment that we're in today. We also think it's going to be, you know, key going forward that we work even more closely with city and county staff, as well as economic development directors in the region. We are able to augment their efforts and to bring maybe new or expanded skills to the table when a project is being worked on. And I think our ability over time to help them access expertise and our network is what makes them stronger and better able to do their job as well. And together, that's really the secret to seeing projects through to fruition and having success in the region.
Loyola M. Sudbeck, age 91 of Seneca, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, St. Benedict. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Loyola Sudbeck. Randy L. Thorman, age 74, of Greenleaf, passed away May 21st. Graveside service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Greenleaf, with Award Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Randy Thorman. Adrian F. Ad Prawley, age 83, of Marysville, passed away April 4th. Memorial service is planned Thursday, May 29th, 2 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Ad Prawley. Lona A. Dittmer, age 75, of Marysville, passed away May 25th. Celebration of life service Thursday, 3 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lona Dittmer. Lawrence Vitash, age 85, of Beatrice, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30, at Our Savior Lutheran Church. Burial in the Odell Check Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffith Juvenic Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Vitash. Larry A. Swanson, age 75, of Frankfort, passed away May 20th. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at Salem Lutheran Church south of Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday. Family will receive friends 5 until 7 p.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Larry Swanson. Morris O. Merrill, age 84, of Waterville, passed away April 19. Memorial service is planned Saturday, May 31st, 11 a.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Private interment at the Cottage Hill Cemetery with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Morris Merrill.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Free disposal for Marshall County residents. The county transfer station Thursday, May 29th, and Saturday, May 31st, from 8 to 3. Items accepted include residential waste, scrap metal, appliances with no Freon. Non-commercial construction and demolition material from personal projects will be accepted, weather permitting. There will be a fee for tire disposal. No credit or debit cards accepted. No yard waste, commercial waste, asbestos, medical waste, industrial waste, or animal carcasses. Also no paint, chemicals, or household hazardous waste. For information, contact County Public Works at 785-562-5349. Free disposal day at Marshall County Landfill for Marshall County residents Thursday, May 29th and Saturday, May 31st from 8 until 3. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Thursday, chicken cordon bleu, scalloped potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. Friday, a baked potato with meat topping, muffin, broccoli with cheese, and applesauce.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some rain showers today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine into Friday, warmer with our highs in the lower 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then some scattered showers early Saturday night, mostly clear with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Monday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms continue into Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
The difference is clear. For nearly half a decade, Blue River Eye Care has been proudly serving our community, helping you see the world more clearly. From routine eye exams to advanced vision care, we're here for your eye health at every stage of life. As we celebrate 5 years of service, we want to say thank you to our wonderful patients for trusting us with your vision. Your smiles and satisfaction keep us inspired every day. Haven't had your eye exam yet this year? Come see me, Dr. Lowell, or Dr. Olson at Blue River Eye Care. Schedule your appointment today and celebrate clearer, brighter vision. Call us at 785-562-2631 or schedule online at blueevereyecare.com.
That time when the conference final was a mismatch. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Thunder taking a 3-1 series lead into last night's Game 5 with the Timberwolves. And then they took it to the Wolves. OKC led by 33 at the half and by as much as 39.
There's the inbound, and it's all over. The West has been won by the Oklahoma City Thunder. Going to the finals for the first time in 13 years, the young Thunder have won the West, and they're heading to the NBA Finals. It's a rout in Game 5.
A 30-point rout. Their fourth win by at least 30 this postseason. That's a record. Mark Kestisher called it on ESPN Radio. The big three for the Thunder, combining for 75 points in the win. SGA leading the way with 34. The Thunder now awaits the winner of the Eastern Conference Finals, Knicks and Pacers, Game 5 tonight. Indy with a 3-1 series lead. On the ice, Florida Panthers returning to the Stanley Cup Final. They beat Carolina 5-3 and take the series in 5. Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Final for a third straight year. They'll get either the Stars or the Oilers. Florida saw Edmonton in the final a year ago. Baseball, another day, another 10th inning walk-off for the Brewers.
This is going to end the game, I think. Raffaella the catch. Tagging from third, Frelick. Throw home is late. Brewers have done it 2 days in a row. Walk-off winners in the 10th inning.
Sac Fly beats the Red Sox a day after Tuesday's walk-off grand slam. WTMJ with the call. Marlins blew a 6-1 lead Tuesday. Yesterday they rallied from down 6-1 to beat the Padres 10-8. Cleveland, 5 in the 8th. They beat the Dodgers 7-4. White Sox over the Mets, 9-4. Mets striking out 14 times. Yankees sweep the Angels, 1-0. Paul Skeens snapping a streak of 5 winless starts. Pirates beat the Diamondbacks 10-1. Mystics snap a 3-game losing streak, 83-77 over the Fever, playing without Caitlin Clark.
Offer not valid.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Power Dad's doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from The Home Depot. Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more.
Area high school boys golf teams wrapped up their season Wednesday with state action. In Class 3A, the Marysville Bulldogs finished fourth as a team with their top three finishers, Eli Silogic finishing tied for 15th, Mason Rader finishing tied for 21st, and Harper Sandman finishing tied for 32nd. In Class 2A, Jaden DeWalt of Valley Heights is the lone Mustang to make the Day 2 cut, finishing his season with a 31st place finish at state. In Class 1A, the Washington County Tigers, who won their regional, finished fourth as a team at state golf this year. Grayson Vitipka finished tied for 12th. Tucker Huban finished 17th. Braylon Meyer finished tied for 24th. Monty Huckett finished 28th, with Noah Hoover and Mays Miller finishing 42nd and 43rd, respectively. Bronx Talley is the lone Centralia Panther to make the Day 2 cut for state golf, as he finishes his season with a 32nd place finish.
Whether it's state golf, softball, or track and field, the Twin Valley League is once again ready to show the state why there is no one better. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight. Head on over to TVLSpotlight.com for updates from all of the state competitions this week as the TVL tries to put a championship stamp on the 2025 season. That's TVLSpotlight.com, brought to you by KNDY Radio.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The up-and-down stock market ended on the downside Wednesday, with the Dow Jones losing 245 points, but still finishing above 42,000. The Standard & Poor's 500 and NASDAQ Composite each slipped 0.5%. The tariffs that have rattled the markets this year face a serious new challenge. The Court of International Trade has blocked President Trump's wide-ranging tariffs, saying that Congress, not the White House, has authority to set import duties. The Federal Reserve is raising concerns over what it calls the possibility of difficult trade-offs in the next few months. Minutes from the Fed's meeting earlier this month point to the potential for rising inflation, higher unemployment, and the risk of a recession. At the center of it all is uncertainty over U.S. trade policies. NVIDIA shares jumped in pre-market trading overnight after the company posted a positive set of earnings. Gains for the American tech giant sparked a rally in global semiconductor stocks. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. And we should probably stop using stones for that sort of thing anyway. Talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about our one deductible advantage at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Thursday morning. Markets opening up for the second to last day of the trade week in just a little bit. Closing out the trading day yesterday, we did see the grains market finish in the red, the seeds market also finishing in the red, and however, the livestock market was mixed across the board. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, July corn down 8.5 pennies at 451 even. September corn down 4 pennies at 429 and 3/4. July Kansas City wheat up 0.75 cents at 525 1/4. September Kansas City wheat at even at 539 1/2. For the oats, July oats up 10 pennies at 370 even. September oats up 9.5 pennies at 362 3/4. Over in the bean market, July soybeans down 14 pennies at 1048 1/2. August soybeans down 12 3/4 pennies at 1045 1/4. Soybean meal for July down $2.60 at $2.93.70. August soybean meal down $2.60 at $2.97.60. Soybean oil for July in the red down 64 pennies at $48.93. Soybean oil for August down 66 pennies at $49.13. Jumping on over to the cotton market, July cotton finishing in the red down 24 pennies at $65.33. December cotton also finishing in the red down 22 pennies at $68.10. Taking a look at canola for July, they're down $16.30 at $7.15.90, and November canola down $8 at $6.86.30. For the metals, June gold down $6.40 at $32.94, and silver for May down 19 pennies at $32.95. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey y'all, I'm Haley Jo Hall with 4T Ag Insurance of Stephenville, Texas. At 4T Ag, we know farming and ranching is more than just a job. It's a way of life, and we're proud to protect it, offering coverage nationwide. As farmers and ranchers ourselves, we understand the unique needs you face daily and what it takes to care for your livestock, tend to your crops, bale your hay, haul your cattle, maintain your equipment, and protect your investments while keeping your operation profitable. So like your friends and neighbors did, give us a call, 817-559-5770, or visit us online at 4TAgInsurance.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service is growing and ready for mowing season. Come see our new location at 21st and Andover Road or visit Kellogg and West Street. Mowing season is easier with the productivity of a Walker mower from Maximum Outdoor. Walker mower's compact design for easy maneuvering, out front deck for trimming, and a variety of attachments helps maintain a healthy lawn. Test drive a Walker mower at Maximum Outdoor's newest location, south of 21st and Andover Road or south of Kellogg on West Street, or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. As more people are likely to be outside because of the warmer weather, they have a chance of coming in contact with poison ivy. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster discusses this plant and provides control options. She reminds people of the concerns with the plant and how it can be identified.
Everybody knows poison ivy produces a compound that causes sensitive individuals to break out in a pretty nasty rash. So the big thing is just the three leaflet. Leaflets three, let it be. They're going to be alternately arranged on the stem, which could be a tell for other species. Tend to be hairless on the top, but they might have hairs on the underside. But most folks are not going to want to get close enough to investigate that.
Lancaster explains mechanical and chemical options available for controlling poison ivy.
So there are some things that could be done culturally. You always have to offer those options. But if you're going to do that, obviously you need to have appropriate, you know, gloves, long sleeves. You can, you know, use a hoe and kind of try to grub it out. You can clip it off at the ground repeatedly, and that can kind of wear it out as well. From a herbicide perspective, the easiest one to get a hold of is going to be glyphosate. So glyphosate will control poison ivy. And this is one of those cases where applications made during flowering are going to be more effective than applications that are made before flowering. So, you know, waiting a bit to spray glyphosate is going to help you be more effective. Lots of collateral damage potential with glyphosate. You think about how poison ivy tends to grow kind of on things a lot of times, or near other plants. So just using caution that you're protecting desirable species in the area. 2,4-D can also be effective to control poison ivy. The good thing about 2,4-D is that if you have poison ivy in a like a lawn type of setting, the 2,4-D is not going to injure the grass. Ester formulations tend to be more effective than the amine formulations. A third product that folks could think about if you really want to bring out the big guns would be triclopyr or remedies for poison ivy control. And triclopyr is sold in household formulations that you can acquire at the big box stores as well.
Timing is key to efficiently manage this plant. Lancaster describes when the best time is to apply herbicides.
So now it's probably a little early to be thinking about those new glyphosate types of applications that we talked about. But maybe, you know, as we get into June and July, that would be a better time to start thinking about those.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster sharing her tips for dealing with poison ivy as people can have reactions to this allergic plant. I'm Madeline Drake. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They are expecting a cattle sale beginning 11:30 with the breads, cow-calf pairs, and bottle calves. Lightweight calves sell at noon, followed by stocker and feeders, and whip cows are last. They will have no sale on June 5th, alternating every other Thursday this summer in June and July. Early consignment listings for the sale Thursday, May 29th, 27. Black and red steers and heifers weigh 3.5 to 5. 25 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 48 black broccoli steers and heifers, 4.5 to 6.50. 20 mixed heifers, 5 to 5.50. 7 black and red steers weighing 5 to 6. 45 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6.50. 23 weighing in at 5 to 7. 20 weighing 6 to 7. And 109 black and red cross heifers weighing 8 to 900 pounds. Again, sale time 11:30 Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, with no sale on Thursday, June 5th, alternating weeks on Thursdays in June and July.
Raindrops sometimes fall from a half mile high. How much speed can they build up? We'll do some calculations today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 29th, the 149th day of the year. It is the 108th anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's birth. A springtime shower recently prompted this listener question: how fast do raindrops fall? After brushing up on some high school physics, here's what we found. A small raindrop falls at about 4 miles per hour. A medium-sized drop reaches a terminal velocity of around 14 miles per hour. And a big raindrop will hit your head, doing about 20 miles per hour. For comparison, a Major League Baseball pop fly falls in the vicinity of 50 miles per hour before hitting the outfielder's glove. So a little rain, as we've always been told, never hurt anybody. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the brackets have been set for the NCAA Baseball Championship Regionals as both the Kansas State Wildcats and the Kansas Jayhawks officially made it into the regional double elimination tournament, with the Kansas Jayhawks starting off their game on Friday, May 30th, with a 7 p.m. pitch as they are down in Austin, Texas, taking on UTSA. They are the second game of the day, followed by the number 2 Texas Longhorns, where they square off against the Houston Christian, with that game coming up at 2 p.m. on Friday. It is the first time in years since the Jayhawks have also made it to their regional championship, where they play on Friday, but they are down in Fayetteville for game number 2 of the day against Creighton. Game number 1 in Fayetteville on Friday is the 3-seed Arkansas taking on North Dakota State. Other teams around the Mid-America region include TCU going up against Southern California, and the Oklahoma Sooners scoring up against the Nebraska Cornhuskers, that one happening in Chapel Hill. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call: Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
Hey folks, this is Zach May, the general manager of the Mid-America Ag Network. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for your support over the years, and because of you, we've been the leading ag network for nearly 50 years. With coverage across the state of Kansas and into Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, farmers have relied on us to deliver accurate agriculture reports, news, and sport. With spring here and summer right around the corner, more people are listening to the radio than ever, and we can help deliver your message. Feel free to reach out to me at 316-721-8484 to see what the Mid-America Ag Network can do for your business.
The end of this week also means the end of the high school softball championships across the state of Kansas, as the softball state championships are happening around the state between May 29th and May 30th, with some teams excited to get back into the tournament after another successful season.
So this is our 19th year in a row, going to say, so that's great. It's a great feeling to continue that legacy.
You know, it's just a matter of hitting is contagious, and we kept it up.
It's a great experience. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be with these girls, and it's amazing, honestly. It's so great to be a part of this team. I'm so happy that I'm here.
That was the Bishop Carroll Golden Eagles softball team on KSN News, where they say they're excited to get back like they have every season to the state tournaments since the year of 2006, and looking to go back-to-back in state championships in the 5A tournaments. The 5A tournaments will be held at Goddard Eisenhower High School, with 6A being held in Lawrence High School, and 4A tournaments being held in Salina. Mid-America Network News.
Area high school boys golf teams wrapped up their season Wednesday with state action. In Class 3A, the Marysville Bulldogs finished fourth as a team, with their top three finishers, Eli Silogic finishing tied for 15th, Mason Rader finishing tied for 21st, and Harper Sandman finishing tied for 32nd. In Class 2A, Jaden DeWalt of Valley Heights is the lone Mustang to make the day two cut, finishing his season with a 31st place finish at state. In Class 1A, the Washington County Tigers, who won their regional, finished fourth as a team at state golf this year. Grayson Vitipka finished tied for 12th. Tucker Huban finished 17th. Braylon Meyer finished tied for 24th. Monty Huckett finished 28th, with Noah Hoover and Mays Miller finishing 42nd and 43rd, respectively. Bronx Talley is the lone Centralia Panther to make the day two cut for state golf, as he finishes his season with a 32nd place finish.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown.
a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome into the TVL Rundown, joined as always with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight, Max Blasky with KNDY Radio here. Jeff, as we are winding down the month of May, a lot of state activities getting going this week, most notably state track coming up here Friday and Saturday down in Wichita. It's one of the, if not the biggest track meet in the entire nation, so it's going to be a fun one, and a lot of TVL teams and athletes will be down there. Who are you kind of looking for? What are you kind of expecting to see from the athletes in the 2025 track championship?
You can't start this league in track without the Axtell Eagles. The Eagle boys are just dominant on the track. I look forward to that. Obviously, I'd be remiss if I didn't say Jesse Hoover of Washington County throwing the javelin. I mean, I've seen a couple of her throws that may still not have landed yet. Just an absolutely incredible javelin thrower at Washington County. And there are so many to list. It's really one of the top years. Unofficially, I think 75 athletes from the TVL are going to state track. And I'm not a math guy, I'll admit it, but it's around the 70-person mark. To get all of those names in would be impossible, but you said it's potentially the biggest state track meet in the nation. Take out the TVL. You might be fourth or fifth. That's just how dominant they have been. Really a very, very good year once again, and capping off what has been a tremendous year in the Twin Valley League.
And you mentioned that number 75 there. That's just under 7 athletes per school. Of course, not every school has that many, but that's still a pretty incredible amount. Of course, state track starts Friday with prelims, championship Saturday. Jeff, I'm sure you will have all of those updates. Where will those be available at?
Head on over to tvlspotlight.com/blog, and of course, at our social media pages, TVL Sports Spotlight on both Facebook and Twitter.
And coming up next week, KNDY will have recaps, too, of state track, as this will be, of course, our last TVL rundown of the year as we get into May. But we're not done quite yet, as we have a few more sports I want to mention real quickly. Jeff, state softball is going to get underway this week for the Onega Buffaloes. Lady Buffs go into the Class 2-1A championship as the 6-seed, 21-7. They'll take on Blue Stem, the 3-seed, 20-3, today at 1 p.m. We talked about it last week. Heck of a run for the Buffaloes this year on the ball diamond, and getting a little state recognition here too as of late.
And they've really put it together. And yes, getting the just due that I think Onega has been one of those schools that has kind of been really, really good in the Twin Valley League. But with such a top tier talent, they are now just able to really shine through. One name I have to mention is Willow Hostetler. She has been incredible in the circle for Onega, and I really think she is one of the top pitchers in the state. Again, it's those names that you don't always hear, but she can get the job done.
and a Lady Buff team that placed third last year in state, has some experience back. Look for them to make some noise this week at state. And last, congratulations on the season. All league baseball selections were announced earlier this week. Shout outs here to Centralia's Quentin Alderfer and Ben Haverkamp, Frankfurt's Wes Anderson, Carter Olson, and Ty Smith, Blue Valley's Braden Ennis, Onega's Jackson Coulterman, and Donovan West's Cooper Eberly and Dustin Veach on being first team all Twin Valley League baseball selections. Didn't have any teams go to state this year, but the baseball teams again for TVL showed out and had a lot of opportunities this year and showed what the TVL possesses on the ball diamond.
You say nobody went to state. That's because everybody was tripping each other up in the late season, and that's kind of what we expect out of this league. But in the end, it looks rough because we didn't have a team, but getting out of the league is still the toughest thing, I think, in the state.
Again, this is our last edition of the TVL Rundown for the 2024-25 season. We'll be back coming up in September. Jeff, it's been an absolute honor to be able to do this with you here over the last couple months. Hopefully, you'll be back in September, too, along with me.
Oh, without a doubt. I have enjoyed this for a long, long time. I want to thank you. I want to thank, obviously, Bruce Deerking over at KNDY. You guys have really given the TVL spotlight a nice little place to run, and I don't see this train stopping for a while.
The spotlight always has a home over here, and I hope you guys have also found a home here with the TVL Rundown. For the last time this year, this has been Max Blasky with KNDY Radio, along with Jeff Words of the TVL Sports Spotlight. Thank you for tuning in for the TVL Rundown, and we'll see you when the gridiron season kicks off in the fall.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for showers today, otherwise mainly cloudy. High of 72, lows around 48. Tonight, clear skies. Bright sunshine tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Slight chance of thunderstorms Saturday, highs around 88. 86, mainly sunny skies Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 55.
Alliance is now World Insurance. While the name has changed, we're back at home on Broadway in Marysville. As always, providing the dependable service that you've counted on when it comes to your crop protection, let us shop for the best value and the right options for your farming operation and acres. Call or stop by World Insurance. We're next door to Blue River Eye Care, downtown Marysville.
KNDY.